Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Well, God bless you. This is Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. Thank you so much for ever you are listening to me around the world. Know that I appreciate you, and I'm so grateful to have you connected on today. This podcast is designed every week to be a blessing to people's lives, and just like you, thank you so much for tuning in. It means a lot. And I'm just here trying to encourage leaders, trying to help people become the best version of what God intended for their lives. So I want to thank you in advance. And I want you to know there's something powerful happening inside of you. A leader is growing, and I am determined to make sure that leader comes forth with the tools that you need to succeed. So I want to make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. And of course, I would love for you to go to my website, josephwalker3.org, and you can get my books and find out when I'll be in your area. Again, my new book, Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. Thank all of you for the love and support. This book is sweeping the nation and the world, and I want to thank you in advance just for your amazing support. So I want you to know how much I appreciate you, and I really, really hope that you will be a part, support, do all of that. Thank you so much. And of course, go to our YouTube channel. My wife and I have a YouTube channel. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It's where we share strategies and principles that can help you in everyday life. And of course, so many of you tell us that you listen to it. We drop those episodes every Monday. And I believe if you tune in, I believe your life will be made the better because of it. Finally, are you a part of the Next Level Leader Book Club? Well, if you're not, text the word book club to 78228. I would love for you to be a part. It's a great time. We come together twice a month. We discuss great books that we're reading, and I would love for you to be one of those Next Level Reader leaders with us. Thank you in advance. I believe it will be a blessing. So I hope you'll join us, and I appreciate it so very, very much. Today, I have a great topic. I'm going to get right into it because this one is very personal to me. It's about the grind, the grace, and growth. How to lead through hardship. And let's be very clear. Leadership is tough work. I tell people all the time, it's not for the faint at heart. It's going to come with a variety of different challenges. And if you're a leader and you haven't experienced challenges, you have to really check your leadership because leadership will always bring different challenges. And those challenges are different every single day, whether you're a principal, whether you are a CEO, whether you are a foreman, whether you are a person who leads a nonprofit, your business owner, whatever you do in your particular area, you know, every day there's a different challenge. The question is, how do I navigate that? How do I lead through difficult seasons? How do I manage myself, manage my team, manage the projects we're trying to accomplish and get things done in difficult seasons? Let's talk about it. Number one, I want you to consider that hardship reveals something about your leadership style. I'll say it again. Hardship reveals things about your leadership style. You don't really know who you are until you've had hardship. You can be on paper an extraordinary leader by your degree. I've learned this, boy. In seminary, I learned something about epistemology, pneumatology, soteriology, systematic theology. But it was when I had to experience folkology, people, hardship, is when my leadership was really revealed. And it's through those moments where you begin to see areas of your life that need improvement. How do you react or respond when crises occurs, disagreements happen on your team? It really shows you what kind of leader you are. Are you empathetic? Are you callous? Are you a person who listens? Are you a person that's a team player? Want everybody to win in those situations? Do you pick sides? You learn a lot. Do you tap out? Are you avoidance of conflict? You know, are you a stirrer up of the pot because you believe that this helps your team get better? Whatever the case is, hardship will always reveal that. So you have to almost welcome that and know that whenever you experience this kind of grind, that it does reveal things about you that perhaps are positive and negative and allows you an opportunity to grow from it. Two, you have to lead even when you're tired. People still trust you. When I wrote Leadership and Loneliness, I talked about being tired. I talked about being exhausted, but still having to lead through it. People have a lot of trust in your leadership, and it doesn't mean you shouldn't take a break. Sometimes I tell people when you're tired, you have to, you know, take Selah. You have to take necessary time away. If you don't come apart, you will come apart. But I do think that you have to continue to lead. I find myself doing this all the time. Yes, sometimes my tired is tired, but I know that people are entrusting me to lead and to get things done. And so I try to be a good steward of my body, but naturally there are moments in which I will get tired. So I try to do the necessary things to make sure that I'm mentally sharp by eating the right things, drinking a lot of water. I want to make sure that I'm at the top of my game. And I want to make sure you're at the top of your game as well. The third thing is that how you extract wisdom. Where does your wisdom come from? Like, wisdom comes from life experiences. And sometimes when you find yourself in the weariness places of your life, that's where wisdom comes. The wisdom to know what you can and cannot do, or should and should not do. Wisdom can be, in a variety of ways, given to us based on these adverse seasons. Hardship can help us become wiser. I've seen myself as a leader. I look at life and there were things I was wanting to do and doing this and doing that. And I realized, wait a minute, hold on. I need to have help. Moses' father-in-law had to come and tell him, this work is too great for you. Find you some men you can appoint to hold your arms up. And Aaron and Hur became the first armor bearers to hold his arms up because the work was too great for one person. We micromanage, we hold on to things, and we don't realize that wisdom should be the thing that we gain from this. Is this a cadence that is sustainable? Is this model sustainable? What can I do now to put things in place that can make sure that I am assuring sustainability in my organization? I don't want everything to be to rise and fall on my presence. So I want to be a collaborative leader. I want to make sure that I have wisdom in how I lead. That comes sometimes in the grind. But also, I think the grind can never replace grace. I don't care how much you work or do what you do, never lose sight that it is the grace of God that allows you to do what you do. Can I tell you something? And I want to be very real with you. I think about my schedule. I preach 4 times on Sunday. Sometimes I'll preach 4 times on Sunday and I'll do 3 Zooms on Sunday night. I'll get on a plane at 5:30 in the morning on Monday. You know, I'll jump on there and I'll go to another city and I'll minister that night, come back home on Tuesday, go back out on Wednesday to another city, come back on Thursday, do something at my kid's school, come back on Friday, have a meeting all day long, hang out with the family on Friday night, get up Saturday and go to all the activities with the kids, and then Sunday, Saturday evening, get ready for Sunday and start all over again. Yes, that's a grind, but you know what allows me to do that? The grace of God. Always make room for God's grace, acknowledging that it is not your strength. It is the grace of God. God gives us a grace for our gift. Let me say it again. As a leader, God puts grace on our gift. There's a certain grace upon each of you to do what you do, and you have to rely upon that grace. And if you're not, he will never gift you with something without gracing you for it. So, let me say it again. He will not gift you with something without gracing you for it. So he will never open up a door he doesn't give you the grace to walk through. He will never give you an opportunity that he doesn't give you the grace to handle. So if you're struggling to handle it or whatever it may be, you're not graced for that. But I'm often aware
that it is the grace that God has placed upon my gift that allows me to do it at the cadence in which I do it. And I think that's important. And when things get rough, here's number five, because this is something that's important, that pain is a portal to purpose. Pain is a portal to purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, don't lose this. Sometimes, I wrote in my book, and sometimes you're going to experience betrayal. I wrote in my book about every Cain needs an Abel. I talked about my heart being taken out of my chest, and I talked about how the enemy wants to not so much take something from you versus implant something in you. Well, you know, the pain can be real, but you discover purpose. You discover your why through the pain. I would never really understand why God would have me doing what I was doing as a leader had I not had the level of betrayal and pain in my life. That's what lets you know you're on the right track, because that purpose is revealed through that pain. You can never arrive at purpose without the brokenness. And this is why I wrote that book. All those different pieces represent something that I've gone through. But when I look at them, I need all of those things to work together for good, because I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. When you look over your life at every scenario and thing you've gone through, you have to say the pain was a portal to my purpose. This is what helped me arrive at the place of destiny. Whew, I love that, y'all. Let me tell you something. Leaders understand this. Leaders understand how to train other leaders. But let me tell you what's even greater. Trials train leaders for tenacity. That's number six. The trial will build a tenacity inside of you that you otherwise would never have. The trial is the thing that will build resilience. It will build that toughness. Let me tell you, when you look at what you've had to go through in your life, you have to testify that those things did nothing but make you stronger. And that's why I tell people all the time, don't resist that. Like, you have to embrace that, because that's where growth really happens, through resistance. Everybody wants God to do a new thing. Oh, God, do a new thing in my life. But the Bible says in Isaiah, it shall spring forth. Spring forth represents this idea that there's tension associated with the growth, that there can be no growth without tension. And the tension, ladies and gentlemen, the tension produces the trajectory by which God releases us. The greater the resistance, the greater the trajectory. The greater sometimes the trial, the greater the tenacity. So I believe this with all of my heart, and I want you to really understand. When I tell you I believe it, I want you to understand that this is an opportunity to say, what can I learn from this? What can I gain in this? How can this make me better? Trials will train us as leaders for tenacity. I could endure so much more now based on what I've gone through than I otherwise would have never gone through it. Here's the deal. Let's walk through this. We're talking about the grind, grace, and growth. We're saying that through the grind, everything we've gone through, God gives us the grace capacity to handle it, and we've grown through it as a result. And we talked about how hardship reveals things about your leadership style. This is a test of who you are. It's showing you what areas you need to grow. But also, we learned something, that you have to lead even when you're tired, because people are counting on you. So you have to make sure you take care of yourself. You have to make sure that you're getting the proper amount of rest and you are pouring into yourself in every area, spiritually, mentally, and other, so that you are healthy enough, because you're going to be tired sometimes, but you still have to make things happen. And then you have to gain wisdom from the experience. I've learned everything I've gone through. I've gotten wiser as a result of it. Wisdom has a lot to do with life experiences. When you've lived a little, wisdom is extracted from those experiences. And then we've learned also that the grind can never replace grace. No matter how efficient you might be, how many projects you have going on, always acknowledge it was the grace of God. God's grace allows me to do what I do. He has graced me. There is no gift I have that God does not grace me to manifest. And then we talked about how pain is a portal to purpose. The way to get to the full manifestation of purpose is often through the portal, a pathway of pain. I want you to get my book on that. I want you to get my book, Pursuit of Purpose. You'll understand. But also we learn that the trials themselves train leaders for tenacity. Have we not had the trials? How would we even know what tenacity looks like? We give up so quick, but because we've gone through and what we've gone through, it's made us stronger than we've ever been before. All right? Here's number 7. Every hardship carries a harvest. That is, nothing you go through will be lost or wasted when you endure. Oh boy. The Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. If you don't give up, every hardship is carrying a greater harvest. There's something on the other side. I'm a witness as a leader. There are things I've gone through and I want to give up and walk away and say it's not worth it, but I kept believing. I've remained consistent, committed to the task, and I've seen the harvest on the other side of it. There's a harvest waiting on you. You just have to trust that and believe that. And you have to keep persevering and push through. You get it? I want you to know something. I want to speak it over your life as a leader. Everything you go through is building something in you. The grind is going to happen. The work, the pressure, it comes with it. Whatever it is, though, God gives you the grace to be able to handle it. But what have broken you 10 years ago does not break you right now. And then look at how you grow through it. One of the things I want you to write down is this. Do not go through what you don't grow through. Every single thing that I've gone through, I've grown through, become much better as a result of it. Well, I hope this has blessed you, and I want to thank you so much again for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. Let me tell you, make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Make sure you go and get my book, Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. Go out there and get that at josephwalker3.org. Get one for your team. Share it. Man, I promise you, it'll be a blessing. Buy a book. Buy your whole team book. It's important. Make sure they're readers as well. But I want to thank you in advance. I appreciate all of you so much for just locking in with me, being a part. Know that I truly appreciate you, and I look forward to all that God's going to continue to do on this platform. Thank you so much. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. And until next time, I want you to be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.